For heating, cooling, and plumbing, I trust Atlas Butler. They always text me their location, arrival time, and even the technician's photo and zodiac sign. Just kidding. Looks like a Pisces. Call
1-800-FURNACE. Hey guys, it's Jerry. This will probably be the last bonus episode I put up of my new podcast with Amanda, Wickedly Weird. So if you like what you're hearing, just go subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts to Wickedly Weird with Jerry and Amanda. We've got some episodes up there you haven't heard yet, and we come out bi-weekly. So every couple of weeks you'll get a new episode. And who knows, maybe if it picks up pace a little bit, eventually we'll go to a weekly show. But as of right now, it's just bi-weekly. Enjoy. Tell your friends. We're really trying to grow this show. And if you like it, go subscribe and hear the other episodes that haven't been put up here. Thank you for giving it a listen. Hey guys, welcome to episode 9 of Wickedly Weird with Jerry and Amanda.
Hey, guess which one I am. How's the good coming? I don't know. Who is it?
So, Amanda, anything weird happened to you this week? Or is that just a loaded question?
No. Well, no, it's not weird, and it's not weird. It's not weird, but it is definitely, I don't know what it is. It was a weird week. Very, very weird week. I can't talk about that, but I can talk about this. So we're like, weird, cause it's fucked. I can't say it. Cause it's a very poor, it's not funny. It's very terrible. And that's not going to come out into the light. We'll discuss that off air. But anyways, there's a leak or something coming from my shower head. That's a real bummer. So we have to get a plumber in here and probably tear apart my bathroom.
My daughter had a leak. She came home to a note on her door from a neighbor saying, you've got a really bad leak in your yard. And the water company came out and said, no, it's a sewer problem. And that's going to be very expensive to fix. Turns out it wasn't that expensive to fix. It was a pipe that had a big gigantic hole in it, and they were able to rig it up.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was, we had a friend go out there that knew what he was doing. I think it cost like $250, but I mean, her hard yard was flooded.
Oh, that's terrible. I don't have any turkey news, no turkeys, no homeless men coming out of the woods. That's good.
Did I send you? I think I did. Maybe I didn't.
I don't think I watched it. I'm terrible.
No, it wasn't that. There was a picture when we were in Niagara Falls up in Buffalo, yeah. New York, doing our live show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I went into a cemetery, and the cemetery had a sign posted in the front that says, please do not feed the turkeys. They are becoming a nuisance to our visitors. So,
because they're probably attacking people. No turkey. But
I just thought it was funny that, you know, yeah, that there was a sign for wild turkeys.
You know what that was? There's your sign. That was me saying hello from Boston, Massachusetts. Let's see. Last week. Oh, no. There was a wedding. And you want to talk about creep? I'm a creep. That's just it. There was this wedding. Yeah, shut up. Uh-huh. Pause. First of all, are you Hubie from Hubie Halloween? What are you doing? Chores around the neighborhood? I saw your post.
What are you talking about?
On your little post, you're like staining glasses or something. I don't know what you're doing. Was that even you?
I don't think you're talking about me.
You're doing something with something about staining glasses. Maybe it wasn't you. What a dick. All right, I don't think that was me. Halloween and around the town. But anyways, there was this wedding. They were having it like two doors up from my house. I live on a main road. Like, I don't even know how this shindig took place, but it did. And there was a crack in between my, so like, it was like my neighbor's yard. And then my neighbor's yard, they were neighbors with the person having the wedding. Well, I could see through this tiny little crack. And I was watching the wedding for like 15 minutes. Me and the dog were just like checking out. And I'm like, oh, wow. It was a good wedding. It was two doors down from my house, too. I don't know them. I've never even seen them before until the other day. But it was a really happy time. Oh, wait. And I saw The Haunted Mansion. I really liked it. I thought it was good.
Oh, you saw the movie, The Haunted Mansion. I'm on the fence on whether I want to see it or not. It kind of looks like it might be, because it kind of looks like it might be a little kooky. And I don't know.
Kooky and what? What do you mean kooky? Who even says that? What are you, from the 70s? It's real kooky.
As a matter of fact, I am. I don't know. Let me rephrase it.
Made in the 1900s.
I typically don't like my horror movies to have comedy mixed in. Maybe a little bit here and there.
Yeah, but these are for small children, Jerry.
I know that, but it's exactly right. I don't have any small children to take.
So who cares? Just go by yourself. Get a popcorn. But it's not,
that's my whole thing. It's not my kind of movie to watch.
Oh my God, so good though. I liked it. I was fully involved in it. I thought it was great.
That would be something that I would probably watch when it comes on streaming. But I wouldn't pay money to go see it. I did go see
one of those.
I did go see
the Barbie movie.
Absolutely not. I went and saw The Red Door. What is it?
The Red Door. Movie. The Red Door is good.
Yes, I liked it.
Wasn't it good?
I liked it. I thought it was really good.
Oh my God, it was so good. I was so, in the end, kind of like made me a little sad. I'm like, oh, R.I.P. It's just so sad, but.
But that's more of my kind of movie. So that's what I want
to
go see.
You know, I think you just need to kind of grow a little flower inside your brain. Go sit down and watch that movie, The Haunted Mansion.
See, that's like the other movie that's either just came out or getting ready to come out. It's the one that's based on all the black people stereotypes in horror movies. I can't remember what it's called right off. But that looks like it would be funny. And if I went to see that, it would be only for the comedy part. Like Scary Movie with the Wayans brothers. I didn't go to see that because I thought, oh, it's a scary movie. That's strictly a comedy. And like that movie getting ready to come out, I think that's basically strictly a comedy.
You know? Yeah. So I don't know, but The Exorcist is coming out with a new one. Can't wait to see that. That looks good.
That's something I'll go see.
That's going to fuck me up. I know it is.
I don't think it'd be that bad. It's Blumhouse. They're hit or miss with some of this stuff. They kind of butchered some of the Halloween stuff at the end. And I don't know. We need to get into the story.
Taste in your mouth. Sorry, I just haven't seen you. I'm a terrible communicator. I fell off the face of the planet for a week.
Yes, you did.
I did. So, I do. I love it.
And I had my surgery. I had my implant.
Wait, so what implant?
My new brain? Defibrillator. I have heart.
We know that. Yeah, but I thought you already did that. And I thought that was a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
That was two weeks ago today. But we didn't talk much about it last. Yeah, but see, yesterday I got to go get a whole lecture on everything that it does and how it works and what'll happen if it goes off and all this stuff. And they took the bandages off, so I actually have no bandages on for the first time.
Oh my God, flash it. Flash your titties. What you got?
You probably can't see it.
I can see it a little bit. Oh my God, you like Frankenstein. Put it away. No, just kidding. It's nice.
Just another scar. If you put your hand up there on it, on this, on my chest,
yeah,
you can actually feel it because it sticks out.
Nope, I'm out.
It's a square box. Just picture if somebody stuck a square box, like a cell phone, in your chest and then just stitched over top of it to where it's not completely hidden. There's always going to be a little bulge.
Truly are Frankenstein. I love that.
Technically, that was Frankenstein's monster. Frankenstein was the doctor. But
squeeze me. Okay. Let's get this show rolling, guy. I wonder how many complaints we're going to get. You talk too much. I know. I'm sorry.
Well, we were supposed to leave all this stuff to the end and then that way people could turn it off. But hey, it is what it is.
It's okay.
Amanda, this is a crazy story. This goes back to 2007. And the crazy part is that even with today's technology, it's still not exactly clear how all this happened. So you ready to get into this one?
Are you ready to get into it?
Yeah. And first of all, I'm probably going to butcher this name because I've watched Say like it. Five minute videos and every one of the videos, their name was pronounced differently. So
what's the name?
I'm going to say the Kuykendall family. It's K-U-Y-K-E-N-D-A-L-L. So I've heard cooking doll, I've heard caking doll, whatever. So we're going to go with cooking doll because I like that. The cooking doll family was your normal everyday family, and they were in Washington State, just outside of Tacoma, Washington. Tim and Heather cooking doll had a 16-year-old daughter by the name of Courtney. Now, Courtney had her own cell phone, which a 16-year-old back 16 years ago wasn't as common as what it is today. I mean, think about that. When did you get your first cell phone?
I was 18.
You was 18. And yeah. How what year did you turn 18?
2006.
See?
2006.
So writing that thing, this was 2007, a year later, she was 16, had her own. So, you know, back then there wasn't a lot of 16-year-olds, probably wasn't a lot of 18-year-olds with their own cell phone.
No, I had to have my own plan and do my own thing because my mom said, no.
Right. So Courtney has her own cell phone, like I said. So that's going to come into a lot of play here. Like most teenagers, Courtney would use her phone to text and call her friends. And that probably cost her a fortune back then. I thought the phone companies literally screwed everybody until these unlimited plans came out.
Mm-hmm. They did. They
I
sure
can't
did.
Count how many times I got a bill that was like hundreds of dollars because I sent, five texts more than I was supposed to or went over my minutes or something like that.
Yep. You know what? I'm lying. I think my very first phone was a track phone because I couldn't, I they wouldn't do a plan for
so
me.
So prepaid. It would have been prepaid.
Yeah, so it wasn't even like a real deal phone. And I used to shut it off when it wasn't free. So good luck getting a hold of me then.
Remember how some of the plans used to be that the first minute was free? So you would call somebody up and say, but if they called you, it was free. So you just call them up and say, hey, call me back real quick.
Yep.
So you could get the free calls. And wasn't it crazy? Kids today don't have a clue what we had to go through, even in the early cell phone days.
No MapQuest.
Don't get me started on MapQuest. All right. So let's get back to Courtney. She's texting and calling her friends like, everything everybody used to do back in the day and still does. So, but here's where it gets odd. Courtney's phone started sending these cryptic texts to her friends. Now, these were like derogatory one-word text messages. You could imagine what those words probably were.
I don't want to know.
Well, nope. I don't even know what they are. I'm just imagining when it said derogatory. It's hard to be derogatory with one word unless you're using, nasty language or calling somebody a bitch or something like that.
Nasty language, Abraham Lincoln says.
So the next day, her friends were like, hey, Courtney, what was up with those texts? But Courtney was confused and she didn't know anything about these texts. Now, if that was all that happened, you could probably just dismiss this as some teenage prank and just move on. But shortly after the text messages, Courtney's parents started to receive more than text messages.
Like what?
They started receiving disturbing phone calls.
I feel like you have to whisper it. What kind of?
Sure, the listeners would love that.
I hate ASMR. Yeah, no, I hate that.
These calls started out on a semi-regular basis. Then they went to a daily basis. The calls all came from a number listed as restricted. Now, this was the only calls that the family ever got coming from the restricted number. So that's what the family nicknamed the caller, restricted.
That's what they named them, give them a cool name that they're already not my favorite people.
Well, I mean, nobody said they were original. The caller spoke with a scratchy voice. And there are some of these, if you go listen and look this up, you can actually find some of these phone calls online so you can hear some of the actual phone calls.
Sydney, you want to play a game?
It's similar. That really was close to that. It really was. It did
not want to play a game. Was it want to play a game or was it, do you want to, it was want to play a game, wasn't it? And it was trivia on screen. Wasn't it?
I think it was, I want to play a game, but that's also what they said in the song.
That's what I mean, and I'm not sure if I'm getting my universes mixed up.
I thought it was.
It was, hey, want to play a game?
I think it was on Saw. I think both. I think it was on both.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to mix up. I think it literally was on both.
Yeah. In movie one, the main character, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Drew Barrymore's got a big face.
You leave her alone, you monster.
Anyway, so you could catch some of these phone calls online. On this one phone call, he threatened to kill the family members, including grandparents and pets.
Wait, pause. Is there pet death? Because if there is, I'm going to be really upset with you.
There's not.
Okay.
There are no deaths in this story whatsoever. It's just a strange story.
It better not be. Or else.
Well, except for the bird. I'm just kidding.
All right. I bet you are.
He also threatened to assault the Kuykendall women. These were not vague threats by any means. He didn't hesitate to provide graphic details as to how he would carry out these evil deeds. In one of these calls, he said, "You're going to die. We hate you. We're going to murder you." Yeah, he said we.
So there's more than one. Oh, my God.
Now, the family did what most of us would do at this point.
There you go. That's shit their pants. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, now that. Now, they called the they called their Faircrest police, which is the little town where they live. The police immediately opened an investigation. Now, here's where the story really starts to get messed up. It appears that the caller was well aware of everything happening in the house, including that the police were investigating his calls, and he didn't care. If the family didn't answer his calls...
He didn't care? What do you mean he didn't? He said, I don't care?
He just kept going. He just kept going.
He didn't care. You know, I don't care. Go ahead, find me. He won't.
So if they didn't answer the phone when he called, he would leave a voicemail in the same scratchy voice as what his regular calls was. One of these voicemails said, "I can't wait till you die." Actually, it was like, "I can't wait till you die." That's how the calls are. "I can't wait till you die. Oh, why? My gosh. Why? Oh my gosh, you will all be dead. Even the officers."
Is that your creepy man voice? You sound like you're gonna be solving riddles, man. Like you are the person come get your gold. Like
leprechaun.
Yeah, little leprechaun. All right, continue, leprechaun.
But this let them know that he knew all about the police involvement because he mentioned the officers. So the Kuykendalls were not the only ones that were getting calls or being harassed. He was also calling their neighbor, Andrea McKay. So one night, she was cutting limes up in her kitchen. I don't know why. I don't know what she was making. Maybe she was making limeade.
Maybe she's the one. Maybe she's actually the one. No. Did his voice sound disguised?
No, it sounds actually more like a young teenage boy trying to make his voice scratchy.
Like you just did?
Yes, except a younger sounding voice.
But that voice really distorted your personality. Don't do that again.
I might have to.
No.
Anyway, she's cutting these limes up and the phone rings. She picks it up and a scratchy voice caller just says,
"Do it. Do it.
I prefer lemons." So they knew that she was in the kitchen cutting up limes.
So they have a camera. Maybe they have a camera and they're checking it out. They said, "Oh, what's she doing?"
I don't know. Whoever was doing the calling, though, not only knew what was going on at the Kuykendalls, but obviously at their neighbors. What do you hear that what's coming up?
No.
Andrew received one of the most disturbing calls of all.
Uh-oh.
On one of the calls, he claimed that there was going to be a school shooting, and it was at the school where her kids went, and not to send them to school.
Did she send them to school?
Well, yeah, I don't think she did send them to school, but there was no school shooting. She told them, if you send them to school, they're going to be dead. But this gets worse, because he did this to another neighbor and got even more detail. Another neighbor, her name was Darcy Price. She received a very similar call claiming there was a school shooting at Curtis and Whittier today. So don't send your kids. They will be dead. So dead. I know where you are. I know where you live. and I'm going to kill Ike and Plumpy. That was her pets.
Ike and Plumpy.
They knew the pets' names. He knew where the kids
went to
school. So it's
got to be someone that they all know. Maybe it was like someone's.
Oh, this story gets way crazier.
So weird. Does it get wicked weird?
So yeah, it does. Wickedly weird. Police attempted to trace the phone calls, and they were surprised where they discovered the origin of these phone calls were coming from.
Where?
I'll tell you that surprising origin right after return from a quick sponsor break. All right, Amanda. All these phone calls were coming from
where?
The Kuykendalls family phones.
Who did it? Was it the girl?
You're probably thinking that this whole thing must have been some kind of a hoax perpetrated by the family.
Yeah.
But no.
What?
No. Police would watch as the family would turn their phones off and the phones would turn themselves back on again. Each family member changed their phone number and even got new phones with new carriers, but the text messages and the calls kept coming. The caller called the Kuykendall and told the family to stop buying new phones and to quit changing wireless carriers. Oh, but it gets worse. The family started to receive recordings of conversations that had taken place between family members and even the calls with police within their own home. So they would get a call and not answer it. And when they'd pick up the answer machine after it left a message, it would literally be a tape of like their call with police or a tape of the dad talking to the daughter.
I'm going to be really upset if you don't have an answer.
Well, you might just have to be upset. Because if you remember, I started off saying, even with today's technology, they still don't know what happened. All right. So he warned them to stop involving law enforcement. Tim said, that's dad, he said that his phone was also taking pictures on its own, capturing images of what the family was doing and what they were wearing.
Wait a minute. So is it someone that works with inside like a cell tower or an FBI agent or something? How does that even happen?
I don't know, but the FBI is going to be involved in a little bit. So the family had a home security system installed because obviously they were concerned. But shortly after, that secure feeling kind of went away when the caller told them that he knew what the passcode was to the security system and told them. So they knew he wouldn't BSing. I have no idea. Like I said, the Faircrest Police Department, they traced the text messages, the calls, and the voicemails all back to their phones. The calls started coming in all hours of the night. The family was forced to take out the batteries of the phone at nighttime, all their phones, just unable to sleep. Now, most of these calls and text messages were originating from Courtney, the daughter's phone. But the activity continued even when the phone was taken away from her and hidden by her parents.
That is really weird. I wonder if it's like a mongoose situation. Remember the mongoose story? But the guy.
The talking mongoose?
Yeah.
I remember that story briefly, but I don't remember.
Yeah, he was like hiding in the walls and like he was a mongoose. I don't know his whole name, but similar to this, but keep going.
Well, the police were unable to produce any substantial leads or people of interest. So they reached out to the Tacoma Police Department. They were also unable to solve any kind of issue going on with this. Eventually, the FBI and Homeland Security got involved. Yes. Let's remember, they were threatening schools and everything else. So,
holy shit.
Let's remember that in 2007, smartphones were just really becoming a thing. Most of the cyber crimes that we know today and are familiar with, this was unknown territory back then to law enforcement. So investigations did not rule out the possibility of these events being nothing more than an elaborate hoax. The two parents were thought that possibly they were protecting their daughter from some type of legal repercussion. So if they did discover that Courtney was in fact the individual doing all this stuff or known as restricted, then they were trying to make it look like, hey, there's no possible way, and let's muddy the water up. Police were confident that whoever was making the calls and sending the messages had some kind of close ties with the Kuykendall family, be it a friend or even an enemy, but they did know who they were and enough to be able to get their numbers. The caller knew way too much about the family for investigators to think otherwise. Now, what about the possibility of hackers? Well, you know, they talked to Heather Kuykendall, and she said that she couldn't think of anybody that they had made mad or any enemies that they'd have that would want to hack into their systems or how they would do it. And to this day, it's still unknown what happened to the
Kuykendalls. I bet you it was a kid, because that kind of would make sense.
It would make sense to me that it was the daughter, because most of the stuff was originating from their phone. Now, how it happened, when her phone was taken away, if that was the case, I don't know. How their phones were being turned on again after they were turned off, when police witnessed that. So we can't say that they made that story up. That would be the easy part. But police witnessed the phone coming on, and they witnessed phone calls being made. There were phone calls being made, Amanda. I called you Atlanta.
Ooh la la.
There were phone calls being made from a phone that was turned off. Like, her phone would be completely turned off, and somebody else would get a message at that time.
But somebody.
There has to be some kind of a hacker involved. I just don't know who it would be or why they would do it.
Were they wealthy?
I don't think so.
They look pretty average.
And so I didn't see anything special looking about
them.
Wait,
are they still haunting? Is it still going on to this day? Do we have a follow-up?
I don't have any kind of follow-up. I don't know when it stopped, if it stopped, or any of that. That probably would have been a good idea to look up, but I didn't. But, you know, some people think that it was just a way that they were trying to seek some attention and get some press coverage. I don't know.
That's really weird. I don't know. It's very Scooby-Doo to me.
Yeah, I could see the Scooby-Doo stuff.
Yeah. Funny business. Isn't that what we said earlier? No.
I think so.
No, not funny business. It was like bad language. I forget what you said, but I definitely made fun of you for it.
I know, because that's what you do. You make fun of me all the time. Because
what am I, an ageist? You call me an ageist, you little shit.
You are an ageist. I agreed to do a podcast with you anymore. I'm a glutton for punishment.
No, it's because you love it. You missed it, even though I fall off the face of the planet all the time.
You do fall off the face of the planet.
I do.
It's like if we're not doing a podcast, you just disappear.
Disappear from everywhere. I told my husband the other day, my phone died, and I was like, oh, that's a bummer. Like, I don't care.
Amanda, we had a new review last week. From Kay Cummings. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I know who that is.
Hello, Kevin.
And we need more reviews. We're trying to get the show going. It's only every 2 weeks, so that makes it a little tougher to get traction. But we need a bunch of reviews. If you are listening to the show right now, please leave us a review. And here's what I'm going to do. If you leave us a review, everybody who leaves one between the time this airs and the next show, so it'll be 2 weeks.
From today.
Yes, 2 weeks from today. Every review we get during that time, I'm going to put into a random number generator. I'll give you each a number. I'll put them into a random number generator, and whatever number that picks out, you will win a prize pack. Now, we don't have anything with this podcast on it, so you have to win stuff from Hillbilly Horror Stories. But I will put together a prize pack that is one of my
really
books.
Really good. Mm-hmm.
One of my books, a t-shirt, and I'll let you pick the size. But you'll get a shirt, you'll get a book, and you'll get some stickers and If I got some other cool stuff to throw in there, I will.
Do you have any water bottles?
I do not have any water bottles.
Do you have any keychains?
I do not have any keychains.
Do you have any hats?
I don't have any hats.
Well,
you know, there's a reason why I picked what I had. It's because
you just hate me just a little bit.
Hey, I do have a cool pair of sunglasses that I'll throw in. They're like bat wings.
In a signed copy of your book.
Yeah, the book will be signed. So I'll make sure that we get, we'll announce it, the winner, and then we'll let that winner send us an email and tell us what size shirt they wear and if they're male or female and all that stuff. And I'll make sure that we get them a good little goodie pack together. So go leave us a review.
Throw some watermelon candies in there too.
I don't have any watermelon candies.
We'll go get some.
I'll throw some taffies in there. I got some taffy.
No, don't get taffy for anybody. The fillings are going to fall out. You're a monster.
This is homemade taffy from the Savannah Candy Factory. This is sought after stuff, just so you know.
I've never even heard of it, bud.
That's because you've never been to Savannah. You're not a haunted freak. I gotta take that back. You are. You're all into paranormal. So
I'm out of control.
Anyways. All right. So that wraps it up for us this week.
It does.
We did all of our chit chat in the beginning. So
sorry about that.
That's all right. So please go leave us a review and go tell all of your friends.
Tell all your friends. Tell your grandparents. We need to build this up. Tell everybody. Tell your doctor.
Yeah. If your grandparents don't even know what a podcast is, go to their phone, download a podcast app, put us in there and just start from episode one and just let them all play.
And then write a review. Also write a review.
And then write a review under your grandparents' name. They'll be fine.
Absolutely. Aunts, uncles, sisters, brothers, cats, dogs. Do it all. We don't care.
Yeah, we're not picky.
No, we don't care.
All right, guys. We love you and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.